Agricultural economist Dan Bossi gave his outlook at the American Seed Trade Association CSS and Seed Expo last week, where he said it's been an historic year for grain production.
This is the first time we had record large world corn, wheat, and soybean production all within the same crop year. Never happened before, so something agronomically is afoot here that world producers are starting to pick up on some of the traits that us American farmers are using, whether it's more seeds per acre, better seeds, better fertilizer, more fertilizer. We're not certain, but we're impressed with what the world is producing for grain. We not only have record crop production, but we have corn, wheat, and soybean stocks on an absolute basis being record large this year. This gives great comfort to the UN because they're not worried about feeding the impoverished anymore. But it should give us pause as agricultural producers that unless we start making some cuts or unless something happens in the world, climatically speaking, we're going to keep piling on, if you will, those big stocks, and it's going to create issues going forward.
With China producing more corn than they need, Bossi says demand for U.S. corn is slowing.
For U.S. corn, not globally speaking, but for U.S. corn, demand is about 13.5 billion bushels for the foreseeable future. And so we lack that demand driver unless we can find some other usage of corn. U.S. corn exports will be about 1.6 or 1.9 billion. We know ethanol is mature. So we're really looking at the livestock sector, and maybe we'll build herds or get meat exports going. But our real hope used to be with ethanol exports, but now that crude oil prices have come down as hard, it doesn't look like ethanol exports will occur if crude oil does bottom between $40 and $45 as we expect in 2016.
With that in mind, Bossi says it's very important for farmers to carefully consider their choice between the new Farm Bill programs.
Because as we think forward, we're farming more and more for what I call the government. So it becomes a ARC-PLC decision. If you like the PLC decision, you would have a more bearish outlook on grains for the next 5 years. ARC may give you some extra income, if you will, in the nearby years because it goes back and utilizes years like 2012, which is a high-priced year. You need to make your own personal choice. But we are concerned about the long-term landscape for agriculture because we just don't see that demand growth engine, either in ethanol or in export, that can really give us that bump to higher steps that we have seen heretofore.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.